Good morning. We are continuing Chayyadim Hilchus Shabbos Klal Chav. We're learning Siman Tesvav, and Siman Tesvav he deals with. Can we ask a non-Jew to do some of these actions in place of the Jew, and maybe that should make it mutter? We have a general rule that Amir Lakum is usher. Amir Lakum is also on an action which is usher midaraisa. Amir Lakum is also on an action which is usher midrabbanan. So even though these Yisurim Darabonim Chazal were afraid that a person might come to make a mistake, so Chazal answered it, Ashiya, Chazorah, etc. So these Yisurim Darabonim, having a non-Jew do it is going to be a problem. So telling a non-Jew to do, asking a non-Jew to do specifically these types of actions is going to be also. However, we're going to give a case where we're going to be Mekel. They lived in a world where because of the intense cold that they lived in, Chazal said, "Chalam etzotzina, Amir Lakum is permitted for the needs of a person who's ill," and people would live in the cold. That if they did not do Amir Lakum and have the non-Jew come on Shabbos and stoke the coals or light the fire, add more wood, which all Yisurim deraisa, if they would not do that, the people would get sick. So they had to call Chalam etzotzina. Everybody has dinner with Chalam when it comes to cold. Means that Amir Lakum is mutter for that purpose. Amir Lakum is mutter to ask a non-Jew to do even a malach of the raisa for a purpose of a chayla, even a chayla she'ain by sakana, even if the chayla is not in a life-threatening situation. The danger is not life-threatening, but Amir Lakum is mutter for a chayli called a group of person who's so ill that they are in bed or they belong in bed, and to once a person is ill, to address it or to prevent it as well. So Amir Lakum is going to be mutter. Amir Lakum is mutter. The Tzarcha Chayla. Hakol Chayla Mitzalatzina. So now you have the non-Jew come on Shabbos and he would be lighting the fire and heating up the oven. May one put something on the top of the oven before the non-Jew lights it. And then the non-Jew comes on Shabbos, right, and he lights it. So now you have this nice hot food, which was he didn't light the fire himself. He didn't cook the food himself. The non-Jew did it. The non-Jew is not doing it for the purpose of trying to light the food. He's doing it to heat up the house. That's his job. His job is to heat up the house, turn on the fire, and heat up the house. That's what he's doing. The fact that there's a pot there, it's almost like a groma. So is that permitted or not? So what should be the issue? The issue should be the chutz of secretion. Amir Lakum, you ask the goy to light the fire, and that's okay, because everybody has a din of being an ill person when it comes to cold. But now there's a secretion in this situation. This act of lighting the fire will definitely cause food to cook. So it should be also for a goy to do it because of the issue of secretion. So is there an issue of Amir Lakum on a secretion? Not when a person directly is asking him. The go walk to the non-Jew and ask them to light a fire in his house. Like, yeah, it's mutter. It's not mutter. That's the malacha. The guy does the malacha for the Jew. That's also. Here, Silachar, it's a case of segregation. Didn't ask the guy to intentionally do it, but it's going to happen. It's probably going to happen. So segregation normally is usher. Even if segregation lo nichaleg weaker than we paskin is usher. But kavu cherub segregation lo nichaleg. But maybe that's not true by the rabbanans. Only by the raisas. That's not true. Amir Lakum theoretically should apply to segregation. However, the chayim says it's not a problem. It says one of two ways. One is to say, like we said before, that Amir Lakum is a more lenient to Rabbanan. Even though Psikresh applies to Rabbanan, it does not apply to Amir Lakum. Being a lesser level of Isser, the person not involved at all doing anything, he's just sort of like giving a direction and that everything happens. And he creates a Malacha on Shabbos as a person doing something, not something happening to them or happening to his items. So you have that argument. That Amir Lakum, because it's a lower level of Isser, the issue of Amir Lakum is not relevant. Alternatively, the issue of Amir Lakum, there's two types of Amir Lakum. Amir Lakum, there's the asking a person to do something. So over here he has a person to light the fire for the purpose of a chala. There's no Avera mitzad the Amir. What's the Avera? The Avera is mitzad the Maisa. The person, he can't have an Anju doing the Maisa for you on Shabbos either. But he's doing the Maisa for a heter purpose. To warm the house, which is totally permitted. So the fact that there's a secretion going to happen, that wasn't part of my command. I didn't tell him, light the fire in order that the food should cook. I told him, light the fire because my house is cold. So there's nothing in the Amira that he's asking the non-Jew to cook for him. The issue, the Isser is because the non-Jew becomes a representative of me to do what I asked him to do. I didn't ask him to cook anything. I asked him to light the fire. So there's no tzivui from the Yisrael's part. No direct command from the Jew to do this. The tzivui is about something else, which is mutter. And this part he never spoke about. So it's a psikresha. But the Isser isn't that action happening. The Isser is the non-Jew doing it because of the tzivui of the Jew, which didn't happen. So therefore, psikresha by Amir Lakum is not going to be usher because there was never was a command Misad, the one who made the request to have the non-Jew do something, the command demand. They never asked him to do the malacha. They asked him to do light the house, the heat of the house. This agav happens to happen. This situation is going to cause that as well. So that's not a problem. We'll see the chayyim inside this tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.